Good morning. Since Ted spoke just a bit about his history with Methodism, I wanted to mention mine before I jump into the awesome task of translating Thou Hidden Love of God by John Wesley. And I want to start by just saying, similar to Ted, I grew up in the Methodist Church. I can't say I was a Methodist before I was born. That's an awesome statement. But I grew up in the Methodist Church in Cashmere, Washington, Eastern Washington State. My great-grandparents laid the cornerstone of the Methodist Church there, and it's a beautiful brick building, and it's still there. It's still active as a congregation, and my mother is still involved, and my mother was a big part of my connection to Methodism. She was in United Methodist Women, and I grew up under the table where she was serving food for funeral dinners and for congregational events. And so her faith was very deep, and it really translated into my understanding of my relationship to my faith. And for many years, I tried to shake the Methodist Church. I became an academic, and I spent a lot of my time critiquing people's beliefs and my own beliefs and ideologies, and sort of seeing myself as maybe above spirituality, maybe above organized religion. And the thing that kept coming back to me and making me go back into the doors of Methodist churches were the hymns. So it's really an interesting day to be here translating a Methodist hymn into my own words and into poetic language, because the hymns are really what have brought me back to the Methodist Church. I spent many years going to other churches, the Unitarian Church, for instance, not going to church, spending my mornings running, which I often do because I'm training for a marathon or a half marathon. But it's always these hymns that bring me back. John and Charles Wesley have really spoken to me my whole life. And Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing is my favorite hymn. So it was wonderful to walk in the door today and to see that hymn. So when I was asked to do this by Barbara and Beth, I had to gather my courage, because I've always felt like John and Charles Wesley were so much more eloquent than I would be, and they knew exactly how to speak to the moment. And so I did my best, and I will give you my translation. I've taken Thou Hidden Love of God and created these lines. Hidden love, your hidden love, so immense that I cannot grasp the height, so deep that I cannot find the bottom. No one knows the bounds of that love. I see your beauty and light and wish for solace. I will not be at rest until I find refuge in you. God, you've brought me mercy and peace, yet often when I look for you, my soul wanders, makes faltering steps toward you. Is there a thing outside the sun that propels me to share my heart? Remove that barrier. Become the Lord of my every motion. I will find repose in you. Your love brings me aid, saves me from care, chases away my selfish thoughts from the hidden mazes of my heart. You call my name ceaselessly. Each moment with you draws me away from earthly cares. My heart awaits your call. Speak to me, my inmost soul. You are my God. You are my all. To feel your power, I must hear your voice. To feel your power, I must make you my choice. Thank you.